What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another week of Hero or Zero here on the Heroes for Hire podcast. My name is Sean Meehan, and I am on my own this week. It's been a weird time trying to organize recording schedules over the last few weeks. So Connor has done a couple of solo reports. I'm doing a solo report today, but we did want to get a character out to you anyway. Hopefully by next week then things will resume and we'll have my very best pal in the world to talk to about dumb comic books characters. But I'm bad at these intros, by the way. But this is a show where we take one comic book character every single week. Connor normally takes DC characters, I normally take Marvel characters, and we just give everyone a bit of a rundown of everything to do with that character. So this week, and you'll hear us talk more about this on Monday, but we got the trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine. And in that trailer, we see who looks to be the villain of the piece, a character called Cassandra Nova. And this is a very, very, very weird character. I'm going to need you all on board from the beginning, because there's a lot of her whole existence is a concept, and there's not a huge amount. It's not going to be the longest report in the world, but it is quite interesting, and I think it's fun to see how they're going to translate that onto the screen. Now, before we begin, if this is your first episode, you don't have to do anything. But if it is your second or above, we would really appreciate a rating or a follow or a review or any kind of interaction with the show. Helps us get into the algorithms and everything like that and makes Spotify like us. But starting off, Cassandra Nova, her full name Cassandra Nova Xavier, for what it's worth, is what the Shi'ar call a mummadry. Now, the Shi'ar are a big, like, intergalactic empire. They basically colonize worlds, they bring them into the empire, they all work together, and the worlds can basically self-govern, but they're all part of this big whole collective. The Mummadry is a concept of theirs that is a spirit that is the equal and opposite of a person. So this isn't necessarily like another human who's you but evil, but like for every bit of good in you, there is badness out in, like, the void, just the energy of space, basically. That's how the Mummadry usually presents itself. Usually you would never encounter it. However, because of the amazing genetic potential of Charles Xavier, Professor X, his Mummadry was able to create a physical form. Effectively, there was a twin. He had a twin sister. While they were growing in their mother's womb, Cassandra was recognized by Charles as an evil presence, because Charles Xavier, super psychic powered from birth, but like it didn't really activate till later. But with his nation's psychic abilities, he preemptively tried to kill her, leading to one of the funniest comic panels in existence, where he punches his infant sister in the womb. Cassandra was barely able to defend herself, and the shock of the battle caused their mother to have a miscarriage. Although the doctors pronounced her stillborn, Cassandra in fact survived and spent the next decades as a growing mass of cells on a sewer wall, building a new body for herself and planning her revenge on her brother. So, again, for as good and as powerful as Charles Xavier is, Cassandra is as powerful but bad. It's a really fucked origin story. It's kind of cool, but I'll be honest, I'm glad Connor isn't here, because I don't think he'd let me away with that one. I think that's a bit too much Marvel bullshit, to be honest. So she was planning her revenge. When she finally emerged, fully formed and as an adult, Cassandra located a secret master mold in the South American jungle. Now, the master mold is basically the thing that creates sentinels. And with that, she was then able to adapt the technology into a wide variety of lethal sentinel forms. She convinced Bolivar Trask's cousin, who Bolivar Trask designed the sentinels, if you saw Days of Future Past, played by Peter Dinklage, she convinced his cousin Donald Trask to accompany her to the Master Mold, where his voice activated the control protocols. After killing Trask by merging herself into his body, she dispatched giant sentinels to Genosha, resulting in the genocidal massacre of over 16 million mutants. So she just kills so many mutants all at once. Genosha is the mutant, like, island homeworld. They thought they would be safe. She, just because she's evil and hates Charles Xavier, wants to just take all of this down. Her wild sentinels, which is what they're called, also attacked the X-Wing, downing it with Cyclops, Wolverine, and one of their passengers, Ugly John, aboard. Ugly John is a mutant with three faces. The two X-Men subdued Nova, but Ugly John suffered mortal wounds and was mercy killed by Cyclops. Wolverine severed Cassandra's vocal cords, and she was brought to the Institute, where she began to exert telekinetic and telepathic control over the X-Men, making her way to Cerebro by phasing into it in an effort to destroy all mutants. Then Emma Frost, another powerful psychic, and who was able to basically stand up to Cassandra Nova's psychic powers, snapped Cassandra's neck, stunning her, and she was finally put down by six gunshots from Charles Xavier, who will just use a gun if it comes to it. What no one realised is that at the time just before the shots, were fired, Cassandra switched her mind into Charles's body and vice versa. So she's now in Charles Xavier's body, and everyone thinks Charles Xavier is still Charles Xavier. Using Charles's form, Cassandra outed him and the X-Men to the world, and then left Earth with Lilandra for a vacation. So he goes off to the Shi'ar Empire, basically. So now this super powerful psychic, who everyone trusts as good guy Charles Xavier, has a lot of influence over an intergalactic empire. Cassandra used her powers to take control of the Imperial fleet and began to destroy the Empire from within. Lilandra made for Earth, but Cassandra destroyed the ship, and upon arrival back at the Institute, took down the Super Guardians as well. By this point, Cassandra, in Charles's body, had constructed a psychic monster around herself, seemingly made up of the flailing body parts of all the people she had absorbed or controls. So this is what people see. They just see this horrible fucking flesh beast whenever they look at Cassandra Nova. After beating off everyone that crossed her path, Cassandra once again visited Cerebro. She tried to use Cerebro to access the minds of all of Earth's mutants, but Charles's mind was waiting for her, put there by Jean Grey, and he forced her out of his body. So Charles knew that she would come back for Cerebro. He hid in there. As soon as she connected to it, took his own body back. Now formless and with no life support, Cassandra flailed about until Emma Frost came in with Cassandra's body. The entity that is Cassandra Nova entered only to be trapped inside, as her real body was dead, and this body was in fact the shapeshifter known as Stuff. So Stuff is from the Shi'ar Empire, a transforming alien. Basically, what they did was they blanked Cassandra Nova's mind, bringing her back to the level of, like, a child. And she began the mental process of re-education by psychic simulations of Professor X and Jean Grey, while her body was put into a virtually impenetrable metal box. So she's in this fake body, mind of a child, and being taught how to be a good person by Charles Xavier and Jean Grey. Which is kind of a twisted fate to end up in, but the idea is that she'll be less genocidal if they can raise her right. That's kind of the end of the story on Cassandra Nova. She pops up in a couple of other things, but I thought the origin was kind of the most important thing there. And the fact that it's Charles Xavier's evil sister, that is the base level of what you have to know. In terms of powers and abilities, this is a very long list. She has powers of telepathy comparable to Charles Xavier. After copying the DNA of Charles Xavier, Cassandra Nova accessed the full spectrum of latent mutant functions in his genomes, meaning that she has the powers of Charles Xavier, the powers he could have had, and the ones he might receive as a result of latent mutation. So it's basically all of the potential of Charles Xavier she just has. So that's telepathy, telekinesis, she can astral project. She has DNA duplication, so she can copy the DNA of sentient beings and use it to construct physical bodies. She can jumpstart other people's mutations. So usually it's around puberty and during a traumatic event that a mutation will make itself known. But the thing with Cassandra Nova, she can just start that. She can basically control mutant DNA. She can also give, a lot of mutants get a secondary mutation later in life. She can give those as well. She can pass through solid matter. She can regenerate and heal hundreds of times faster than a normal human. And also she does have, this is not insignificant, she has Trask DNA. So because she absorbed Trask's cousin, she has Trask DNA, meaning she can, she can control the Sentinels. She can also include herself in the prime command protocols of every Sentinel, which is to preserve Trask DNA. So of all mutants on the planet, she is immune to the Sentinels, which is insane. The usual other things that come with telepathy then, she can mask her presence, she can control minds, she can change memories, create a psychic shield, create illusions, mental paralysis, mental amnesia, psionic blasts, astral projection, as mentioned, mind transferal, one of my favourite things in comics, and she can detect other telepathic people. However, she is still weak to Magneto's helmet. Just no telepathic stuff can get through that, which is absolutely wild. And this is just a really funny, not funny, but like a really odd bit of trivia, is that in order to disable Charles Xavier while being in his body, Cassandra Nova infected her own body, hosting Charles's mind, by motor neuron disease, as well as Alzheimer's disease. So she's like, I'm going to ditch this body, and then I'm just going to ruin it for him while he's in it. So he's not going to be able to stop me. But look, that's a very, very quick, brief rundown. It's mad when you don't have someone to bounce off, how quick these go. But that's a brief rundown on Cassandra Nova. Very excited to see what they do in Deadpool versus Wolverine, because it's just such a weird character. And hope this gives everyone a little bit of a primer just about what she's about. But look, we will be back on Monday with our Heroes for Hire, the full podcast, Movie Mondays, and or Movie News and Weird News, all in the one package. And then next Friday, hopefully, a regular two-person Hero or Zero. But thank you everyone for listening. Go support us on the Patreon if you're interested in that. All of the social links are down below. Thank you to everyone who supports us and keeps the show going. We really, really appreciate it. And I think that's about it. So, just tell one human being that we exist as well. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.